Podcasts are a great way to pass the time. Catch one of the shows that always provides you with a laugh or a lesson.
It's the home of the original content, the CWF Network.
You are now.
What's going on, all of my amazing music lovers out there? It is your boy Deluxe Dave here with yet another episode of Aux. Remember, Aux is that podcast for people just like you who like to listen to music from past to present, and then we have a conversation about that music, and I like to get your take on it also. You can only find and hear shows with this content on the CWF Network, where we bring you big content in small pieces. Well, I am tired, you guys, like just sick and tired, not of this, but sick and tired of, you know, politics as usual. I have been really trying to take it all in. Usually I'm really good with it, you know, politics. I know it comes around every 4 years. We're getting ready to elect a new president and put somebody new in the office, hopefully, and it usually isn't this draining. I think with everything going on with the coronavirus, and then now the presidential election, and then the Black Lives Matter movement, everything compiled on it has made me tired. So I've kind of zoned out of the political scene for a little bit. I'm still in there, you know, go vote, do what you got to do, but I'm kind of pulling back for my own sanity because I have to focus on one thing at a time. And the most important thing is, of course, your mental health. And what always gets my mental health together is the music I listen to, except, of course, a lot of the music has to do with a lot of what's going on now, like the Black Lives Matter movement, which we're seeing. And I talked about that a couple of episodes ago. So if you haven't listened to that episode, go ahead, check that episode out and listen to it. But also the music, I like to call it agenda music. A lot of the music that's been coming out right now, I've noticed, is like agenda music. So let me give you an example. So I'm like scrolling through, and I know, you know, Kanye West came out with his album just about a year ago. It was like an album that was a gospel album. It was like his first gospel album. Jesus is King, I believe, was the title. And I kind of liked it, but I kind of thought there was an ulterior motive for the album being made. So as I got used to it, and I was like, okay, I'm kind of feeling this. Okay, Kanye, he's if this is what he's on, I'm here for it. I like to hear people expand and have different views on things and really jump into another mode of things. But then a song came out about a week ago, and it was called "Wash Us in the Blood" featuring Travis Scott. Brand new music, he came out with it, and then right on the heels of that song, "Wash Us in the Blood," coming out, he announces that he is going to run for president July 4th. He announces it on Independence Day. I'm running for president. And he brings in, you know, this country of the country that is God, and a lot of these things that I feel like he's used a lot of this for his political benefit, or I don't know, because I don't mind anybody. If they're finding new forms of spirituality, go for it. Do what you have to do. But don't bring the politics of things within to this and make it seem like we have to choose a side because of what our faith or what we believe in is. There is a lot of things that go on, and I feel like politics don't really have a place inside of what a person's spirituality or anything is, you know, and I really don't agree with that. So as I was listening to the song "Washed in the Blood," I was like, okay, I just feel like there is like a catering that is going on right now, and he's trying to kind of not, I wouldn't say like pull the wool over people's eyes, but I would say trying to reach a certain base or reach a certain person so that, you know, this vote can be really split. You know, we already had two people that we were dealing with, and people were trying to choose the best candidate to do it. They're like, oh, there's two evils. Which one are we going to choose? Are we not going to vote? Are we going to vote for a separate person? But now he throws himself into the ring, and it could be a whole different thing, except a lot of people have said he is not going to be able to register or be in the race in a few of the states. So I don't know. It's just a whole bunch of, you know, baloney to me. And I think that, you know, the song, come out with your music, but separate your music from, you know, what you're trying to pursue. So, like I said, this agenda music is kind of getting on my nerves. So I had another example that came up of agenda music. Now, I'm not saying that this whole album was an agenda because I actually side with August Alsina. This is a brand new album he came out with called The Product 3. It was called Product 3 State of Emergency. And there were two songs that really stuck out to me, and they're the last two songs on the album, which are Resent and Still Don't Know. So it's really delving into his emotional attachment to what he announced, Will and Jada. So now this is a whole nother thing that we have to, you know, people are focused on because it is other people's lives. And I think sometimes people focus on other things in order to make their lives feel better. So I really don't care what Will and Jada do in their bedroom. It doesn't make a difference to me. You know, August Alsina has this product out that he put out. He did an interview and then the album dropped. The only thing that I say is, when people make the argument that, you know, August Alsina was out here and he's doing, you know, he's just doing this to promote his album, was if you actually watch the full interview, he says that he worked on this documentary that he's been working on of the process of healing and coming to this place in his music. He's been working on that since 2015. So I was telling one of my friends, I said, everybody has a process that they need to go through with their healing. I've had different things from divorce to different things that have happened with relationships where I've had to deal with those things that have been going on in my life. And it was a process. It took time. It took time for the healing to come along, or took time for us to really get to the truth of the situation. Yes, they could have had a red table talk about a year ago or something like that, but that doesn't necessarily say that people's feelings aren't going to change after that. We've all had situations like that, and I think that we have to give him the benefit of the doubt. Even if this album is out right now at the time like this, and he's putting people on blast, and now we're seeing the Smiths kind of backpedal a little bit, like, oh, now there's time for healing. We may need to look into some healing instead of just flat out denying what was going on. We don't really know what's happening. So they keep everything in this code. And then people want to say, well, they're celebrities. They should be able to, you know, do whatever they want to do. And we shouldn't worry about their business. But like I said, whenever you put yourself in front in the public eye, you become the people's business. That is your decision. That's what you do. You have a choice if you want to do Red Table Talk, or if you want to sit over here and you want to do your, you know, be kind of secretive, come do your movies and go back to Montana or wherever you, Iowa, wherever you want to live out in the boondocks and stay away from the center of attention. So I really think that August Alsina's album really spoke volumes, and it shows like the heart of him and like what his emotions are saying right now about this entire situation. So I wouldn't necessarily put it all the way as an agenda album. I just think it was a timely album of expressing his feelings, and I want to say it just chanced to happen on when he wanted to announce a lot of these things that had happened within the household. So yes, there is kind of an agenda with it. And, you know, he was saying in some of his music that he wanted to play, this is a chess game, not checkers. So it could be a game that he's playing. I'm not here to take sides, but I just know I'm very sensitive when it comes to people's mental stability and their mental health, and how someone that may be older can take advantage of a very sensitive person, or take advantage of someone that's younger. Because it's happened to me before. So I can speak from that experience of someone that has a more mature mindset coming into your life at a very vulnerable time and kind of taking you on a little roller coaster because they know the ins and outs, and you're kind of the naive one that's just like going along with it. So I've been there before. So I do tend to side with the people that are trying to tell their truth. And as I was listening to him tell his truth and say that he can go and he can die today knowing that he told his truth, it made me even more believe, you know, his statement and what he was talking about. So yeah, August Alsina came out with this album. Yeah, you should probably go give it a listen to hear everything he's saying before you run to judgment and just say that this album is just out here for nothing. This brand new music, yes, although it is agenda, you know, there's a purpose for people coming out with music. I don't, like I said, agree with the political stuff where people come out with stuff for political reasons, but when it comes to the emotions and somebody truly trying to be artistic, you got to give it to them. So definitely check out August Alsina's album, the new music that he has out right now. And the last thing I'm going to talk about today is from It's Not Any Agenda music, because I wanted to get off of the agenda. I just wanted to get to genuine, great R&B, beautiful music. And that came from an artist that I had never heard of until I watched him on the BET Awards. And if you have not watched the BET Awards review that I did last week talking about the ins and outs of BET, please go back and listen to it, because it was a great episode. I got to break down some of the things that BET was, you know, basically doing to their network and what they should be doing in the future. So make sure you listen to that. But I got to hear him on the awards, and his name is Loner. He did a song with her called Make the Most, and it is a beautiful love song. I sat there listening to him, because you know how that when they do the Toyota breakaways where they highlight new artists within the music industry, I love when they do that, because I met Lucky Day from there the year before, and now Loner this year. So I'm meeting brand new artists which I had never heard of before, and it's opening me up to new types of sound and new types of artists that I really don't, that are not really mainstream. Of course, after they get on this BET, you know, awards, and they're on that Toyota show, they're going to become more mainstream, which is what it's like, a good thing and a bad thing. But hey, you know, you have to be exposed. You want to have that exposure and get out there and do things so people do recognize you. So I'm not mad at him. So the song Loner and her came out with called Make the Most. It's a beautiful love song that was put together, and I just sat there looking at it in awe, because you know, everybody wants that type of relationship where you're looking at someone and you're trying to make the most of your moment with that person, where you're just truly in love. Now, I really wanted to do something recently about, you know, how I really feel like I've never truly been in like a romantic love before, because I feel like, you know, even though I was married and just different things that played into effect of that and everything happening to me, I felt like I really haven't had that experience yet, because it's always been something that has been not forced, but it was something that I felt like I was needing to do for the approval of people. It wasn't because I was truly just wanting to make things great or make things right. So I think the main part of it is that even though I did get married and did all those things, I don't regret that. I never regret a moment of it, because it taught me so many things. But when listening to this song and I'm listening to some of the lyrics in here, I'm like, man, that is something that I strive to want to have maybe in the future. And so it's songs like that that make you really just think and sit back, and it takes you out of the mindset of any agenda music or music that just is about things that are going on either politically or socially. It just brings you back into that state of, okay, maybe there is still love out here, even through all these hard times. I was talking to a friend today, and you know, they were talking about it'd be so much easier if you had someone to be with to work through these moments like this. And sometimes being alone or being by yourself, it does help you to grow. Even though you're looking for that love, you do want to grow. So listening to that song really got me in my feelings, and I love songs like that because they challenge me. They challenge me to still keep my eyes open, not just close myself off to what could be out there for me potentially. So I definitely want you to go and check out that song by Loner, and he spells it really weird. It's L-O-N-R, but it's Loner. So, and I guess I am a loner in different ways, but I'm getting friends day by day. I'm getting more and more people that are falling into the tribe of mine. So I am really excited about that and what the future holds. I'd really, really be interested to hear some of your thoughts about some of the things I've been talking about. Do you know of any other agenda music that may be out there that you've been listening to that you could get me hip to? Or is there any music out there that really is not anything connected to like politics or, you know, what's going on within the social world? Let me know about it, because sometimes like one of these artists just now I just found out about, and Toro Emoy, and he's like an Afro-Filipino artist, and I just found out about him, and I posted on my Instagram. I was like, who did not tell me about this person that's been out here for like 10 years? I'm going to sock you in the mouth because you did not let me know about this artist. But no, I really wouldn't sock anybody in the mouth. But I was like, I really would like to know about some artists. So hit me up, call or text the CWF Network hotline at 347 347- 719-3350. You can also follow us on Instagram at CWFP_. Leave us some comments there. Let us know what you're thinking about the content that's out here. There's so much more great content on the CWF Network if you want to check it out. Also, follow me at Deluxe Dave, at DeluxeDave. I want to thank you so much for joining me for this edition of Aux. Remember to never forget, there is so much good music out there. The key is to know which song matches the moment. So if I gave you the aux cord, would you know what to do with it? Till next time, you guys stay safe out there.
This is the CWF Network, where we bring you big content in small pieces. Follow us on Instagram at CWFP_. Okay, bye.